Bureau of Statistics chairperson Isaiah Chola-Ruwa'i says the major objective of the survey was to measure the impact of the 2013 and 2016 conflict on the economy. He says data collected 1 year ago for the Integrated Business Establishment Survey found that 38% of businesses reported being negatively affected directly by conflict, while over a third reported being victims of a robbery in the last 12 months. He says the survey was aimed at helping policymakers and business owners address the key challenges of energy, communication, and taxation so that South Sudanese businesses can thrive.
There has been some improvement in terms of the road connectivity. The network connectivity was very poor, but it has been extended now to some of the areas which were not covered previously. But there's still some work has to be done, because as we speak, we cannot even communicate with some of the areas in Upper Nile, Unity, Jongole, and even in eastern Equatoria. The network is very poor. And the issue of power, people are still using generators, even in Zibo. Issue to do with taxation. Previously, most of the institutions were collecting taxation. But as we speak, they are now controlled. They are now centralized.
Although most business owners are optimistic the economy will improve, about two-thirds identified corruption as a major obstacle to business growth, according to the report. 29-year-old Joy Juma, who deals in second-hand men's casual wear in a Juba market, says she started her business a month ago. Juma says in order to operate her business legally, she had to pay a significant amount of money to more than five different entities, not to mention the cost of utilities. She is calling on the national government to intervene.
Let this government just stand with us, to support us, like some issues with those city councils. They see when you have a small business, let them just charge you according to the business you are doing. Because for them, they see just open some small shop like this immediately. They'll take even the money above than what you are getting for a day.
The governor of the Bank of South Sudan, Dierre Tong Ngoro, said at a Tuesday's press conference in Juba that the central bank is working to stabilize the local currency and the economy in general so that other sectors of the economy improve and banks can offer loans to business owners.
But if you have inflation of 100% or 700%, you know, those who want to invest will be very reluctant. So I feel what we are doing now and the reforms that we have undertaken and the staff monitor program that we have agreed with the IMF will all create that conducive environment that will allow the economic actors to invest.
Abraham Matoch, an economist and vice chancellor at the Dr. John Garang University in Jonglei State, says since there is a relative peace in the country, especially in urban centers, banking institutions should not use insecurity as an excuse to decline loans to business persons.
There's no country that is just stable without any crisis. During the crisis is the time you can also make money. So it is a matter of opportunity cost, and it is a matter of taking the risk. And how to manage the risk is simple. And those people will be doing business inside the town where there is security. And all the banks are almost inside all the towns. So that cannot really prevent them not to provide loans.
World Bank economists say it is particularly important that the current period of relative stability is used to build local programs to boost demand, to facilitate access to finance, and to begin to build infrastructure that will serve the population of the country in the years to come. For VOA News, I am Onan Walter Solomon in Juba.